People's Health, your Medicare health team. Omaha Beach was the site of some of the most intense fighting during World War II. The Germans were dug in and the Allies were trying to take the beachhead. Franz Gockel was a teenage soldier in the Wehrmacht, manning a gun in the Nazi resistance nest. Hi, I'm Ron Gorel. Welcome to Inside the Vault. Today we're going to be visiting with Tom Chikansky, curator here at the National World War II Museum, who's going to give us a little more insight about the boots that belonged to Franz Gockel.
These were Franz Gockel's marching boots. It was the only pair of boots he ever received in the German Army. He was issued these in 1943 during his basic training in Holland. And that's a little unusual because by then, the German Army was phasing out these tall marching boots.
Now, are these the famous, or should I say infamous, hobnail boots?
These are. This is the style of boot that the German Army marched across France and Belgium, marched across Russia. Now, Gockel has worn off all of his hobnails. As I said, he got these in 43 and he kept them until 45.
What was his job at Omaha Beach?
At Omaha Beach, he manned a machine gun. There were strong points set up at intervals, and each of those strong points was manned by individuals with anti-tank weapons, machine guns, mortars, all type of material. He woke up to the alarm that the invasion was on. He went to his post and he stayed there until about noon. During that time, he'd expended all the ammunition that he had. And as he was retiring from his position, he was wounded in the hand. And he managed to get off the beach before the Allies really swarmed forward.
He ultimately was captured, or did he...
He was captured again after he'd recovered. He was put back in the line. And before Operation Market Garden, he was captured in northern France.
In France. And you say he wore these to walk back to...
He wore this same pair of boots. We have a picture in the collection of him in Holland when he was receiving basic training, and he received these boots in 1943. And when he was eventually released, he was near Cherbourg. He'd been unloading supplies off Allied ships, and he walked home to Germany.
Well, thanks, Tom. That was a fascinating story. And I hope you all will join us again inside the vault here at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans. The National World War II Museum tells the story of the war that changed the world. Why it was fought, how it was won, and what it means today. We invite you to visit us in New Orleans and, until then, explore our website, www.nationalww2museum.org. People's Health, your Medicare health team.